the name of Allah, I'm Nagis Mir Malik, and this recording is based on our homework, which is about Qiyam, the message of Mudassar Surah. And I want to just make some example, and I want to just talk about what have I got from this message. The first thing that comes to my mind by Qiyam and the uprising was that how life is up to us, and everything around us is just not something that we cannot change, but this change, it should start within ourselves. The first thing that we should do is that to change ourselves and to accept that we are responsible for the thing that is happening. And if you want to change something, there you are. We should start with ourselves. For example, there are some problem that we have with our job, or with our family, friends and something, and they're repetitive, they're bothering us, and we don't know what we can do about it. We just want to other people change, and we expect them to change actually, but by paying attention to this part, it seems that all we have to do is just start to change ourselves, to start to stand up and do something about it. And when you stand up, you want to just change, and this common activity, everything around us start to change. And you seem that, bam, the same problem that always bothered you, it's not going to bother you anymore. Or you find a solution for that by just changing yourself, by just standing up and do something about it instead of just watching it, nagging it, and start to, and you want other people to do something about it. And I think most of the important and successful people, whether they were believer of this part or they just somehow figure it out, that the key of getting to something is just you should start with yourself up. And based on our religious, that we have a day that is about hereafter and about judgment day and something, that whether we stand or not, we have to stand up, we have to stand in front of God and have answer for the things. If we just pretend that we are not gonna do this, this time would be with force, so it's better that we do it by our willing. You know, when you do something with your vision, willing, it would be much more easier than someone force you to do it. And by this thinking, you come across that what does it mean, even the word Qiyamat, even a lot of things in this world start to go to the right place, and you start to look at life with more meaning. You know, sometimes you think that who am I in this world, what can I do, I'm just one person and there's nothing that I can do. But by paying attention to this, that every one of us, every individual can do something, and if we start to do it, we can even make our imam come earlier, or we can make a world a better place for the people around us, and we can understand things, we can achieve a lot of things. And by just paying attention to this word and some message that was in this surah, and I think that starting by your own and start to think that you are responsible for this world and everything is start with you, it gives you the power to accept change and try to do something about it. And I think this was the most important thing that we could get from this surah. And I hope that my understanding wouldn't be far. I hope that it was related to something that you wanted to us to understand. That's it. Thank you for your attention. Bye.